Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. My name is Rebecca Whitman, and I'm a success mentor. I believe there are seven pillars of success: your spiritual life, your physical fitness, your emotional, romantic, mental, social, and finally, your financial life. When you get all seven areas in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I learned this the hard way. I've always made money. Unfortunately, I spent so much time making money that I never had time for the rest of my life. So, despite not having financial worries, I was never happy. I wanted romance, but I didn't have time to date. I wanted to be in great shape, but I couldn't find a moment to go to the gym. I wanted a more spiritual life, but I didn't meditate. That also takes time. I wanted to read great books and fill my mind with deep thoughts, but I never made the time. I wanted a great social life, not just going to work-related events. Emotionally, I was a wreck because my life was totally out of balance. Today, I earn more money than I ever have in my life, and I work only part-time. I have the relationship of my dreams. I'm in the best physical shape of my life. I'm spiritually grounded. I feel fulfilled mentally, socially, and emotionally. My life is in perfect alignment. This podcast will help you discover where your life is out of balance. My mission is to support you in achieving work-life balance so that you can have more fun and freedom in life. On my show, you will get to learn from experts in all seven areas of abundance. My guests have achieved tremendous success in their zone of genius. Are you ready to go to a level 10 in all seven areas of life? You got this. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, Abundant Show.
Yay. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
I am so excited. I think you're my first law of attraction expert, and I'm such a huge devotee of the law of attraction and manifesting, and I'm just so excited just to dive into this topic and get some real cool tips and how-tos for my listeners. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I am going to tell my listeners about your awesomeness. So Zara Mahoon is a master mindset and law of attraction coach. She is the author of 12 books on manifesting through the law of attraction. She created the 40-day law of attraction workout and the unlimited 365 manifesting success journey. So let's dive right in. So how did you go from being in massive debt to owning real estate and healing your relationships using the law of attraction?
So I don't know how that happened. I just know that I changed the way I was thinking. If you asked me, how did you manage this? I have no clue because it makes no sense. And that's the thing. When we try to be too logical about things, when we try and figure it out with our head, we can't figure these things out with our head. The universe has a way of putting all the pieces together in a manner that is way better than anything that we could accomplish. So what I did was literally, I stopped thinking about my life. I realized that thinking about my life was making my life worse. Because, you know, that's what you have to understand about how powerful your thoughts are. If you think positive thoughts, then your life is going to look amazing. If you think negative thoughts, then your life is not going to look amazing. And so I looked at my life after I discovered law of attraction by the term law of attraction. So it's, you know, I think I always knew the principles, but they weren't being called law of attraction. But anyway, when I figured out how positive thinking works, and I looked at my life and I said, I don't know what's wrong with the way I think, because I think I'm pretty positive, but I'm sure I'm doing something wrong, because now I understand if I really was positive, I would already have everything I want. So this means I need a lobotomy.
Exactly.
You know, like I need to stop my head from spinning tails. I need to stop thinking my thoughts, thinking about my life. So that's what I did. I just stopped thinking about my life. Every time I
turn off your brain, though.
Well, you can't stop your brain. You just have to give it something alternate to do.
Ah, there you go. So you stop. Okay, you stop thinking about your life, and then what happened?
And then everything changed. I don't even know how everything changed, but it happened very quickly. Changes started taking place within 30 days. My life started to look different. Within 6 months, I had paid off a huge amount of debt. I don't know how. It just, when I looked at my Excel, so I was tracking it on Excel, and I would just be so surprised every month when I updated my Excel worksheet as to how much debt I had paid off. And literally nothing had, you know, if you looked at my life, it still looked the same, but things were happening.
Wow.
And then within a year, everything was cleaned up. And within 2 or 3 years, I was actually in the plus, like I had started saving. And then within 5 years, I had 5 properties.
That's incredible. I love that story.
Yeah.
So if somebody is new to the law of attraction, how would you explain to them what is the law of attraction?
Law of attraction is about being okay with where you are. First rule, you've got to be okay with where you are and stop complaining.
Mm-hmm.
Because complaining about where you are, that's what negative thinking is all about.
Yes.
Because a complaint is a negative thought. Oh, I want that, but I can't have that. Or I want to do that and I can't do it. Or that person wasn't nice to me. All of those are negative thoughts.
Yeah.
They are complaints. And if you're in complaint mode, you're not positive thinking.
Yes, you can't be both. So you can't complain and manifest. So I challenge everyone to try just not complaining for one day, just one day. Just try to go 24 hours without complaining and see what happens. That's everybody's homework who watches this video.
I love that.
It's not easy to not complain.
No,
because
we are so used to it.
A lot of people, their minds are wired to, I like to say, to think there's something wrong or I'm not good enough.
Yes.
So if that's how people's minds are wired, the egoic mind, how do they transcend that and stop complaining?
Well, the first thing is to get off the subject of your life. Just for a couple of days, stop thinking about your life and think about something else. What that does is it gives us a different perspective. And everything is about perspective. What you see, what you hear is all a result of your perspective.
Yes.
So if you get off the subject of your life, and when you come back to it, you'll see it differently. And when you see it differently, now you can make different decisions. When you make different decisions, your outcomes change.
That's right.
You know, it's like you look at something and you thought it looked bad, and you come back to it after 5-6 days and you're like, oh, it's not all that bad.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then from there, that's how improvement starts, because now you're not complaining, you're more accepting. I'll give you a little analogy that I like using. Let's say that you decide that you're going to climb a mountain, you're going to go on a hike. And so you get to the base of this mountain, and at the bottom of the mountain is this little cottage, and it's just falling apart, completely falling apart. And you look at it and you say, oh my God, that is a hazard. Someone, why is it still here? They should take it away. Someone should do something about this. Mm-hmm. And then you start your trek up the mountain. By the time you get halfway up the mountain, not even all the way up, just halfway up the mountain, you look down at that same cottage and your perspective is totally different, because now you look at it and you're like, oh my God, I want that cottage because it is in such a beautiful place. Look at that. If I could live there and I could have this vista to to, you know, feast my eyes on every day, I would be a really lucky person. So what happened? It's still the same cottage.
Yeah, it's all in your perspective.
It's your perspective.
I like what Abraham Hicks says about go general, because some people can't just not think about their life, but instead of thinking about the minutiae of their life, like, oh, how am I going to be able to pay that bill? Or why isn't he calling me back? Just try to go general if not thinking about it at all is too tall of an order.
Absolutely. And I want to, you know, Rebecca, you brought up a really important point. So here's the thing. Our emotions are what create our vibe. And yeah. Good emotions create good vibration. Negative emotions create negative vibes. If you become specific about a subject in your life from a place of negativity, you make it worse. And that is why Abraham says, go general. Because when you go general, you are not attracting as much negativity to yourself.
Yes. You know, it's so funny. I know we're going to talk about love life in a minute, but everyone used to tell me when I was single, oh, it's when you're not looking for love that you're going to find it. And I would be like, well, how do you not look for love? I mean, we're meant to love. We're human beings. We're designed to be loving and to love. But it was when I did a dating detox. My intention was to not talk to men, think about men, go on any dates for 90 days. And then I met my beloved 6 weeks into my dating detox.
And there you go. Yeah.
Exactly how the law of attraction works. It's like if you're not getting the results that you want, just try not to think about it. Or if you can't not think about it, go general. So
exactly. Yeah.
So talk about a little bit more about how emotions create your vibration and how negative emotions pull negativity into you and positive emotions pull positivity into you.
So our thoughts vibrate. Our thoughts are what generate emotion within us. And it's the emotion that creates the vibe. If you're feeling happy, for example, people around you can tell that you're feeling happy. And, you know, we all know when we go into a room and a friend is angry or a friend is having a bad day, we pick up on that.
Yes.
That's because they're exuding a vibration from their body. So what happens literally is that when you think a thought, every cell in your body is responding to that thought, the emotion that you've generated. And every cell is generating a vibration that goes into the universe. So depending on which emotion you're on, that's the frequency you're transmitting on. And if you transmit
vibrations,
yes,
are actually measurable.
Yes, they are.
Wow.
Vibration, because it's energy and energy can be measured.
Wow. That's incredible.
So you have to be on the right frequency. Even with something as simple as a baby monitor, if you're setting up a baby monitor, you'll notice that you pick up the monitors in your neighborhood. You have to tune into your monitor in order to pick up the frequency of that monitor that's in your home, right? So that's the thing, is we have frequencies and there are things on that frequency that come to us because of the fact that we are on that wavelength.
Right.
So when you are in a place of fear or anger, the things that match that vibration are things that create more fear and anger.
Right. Exactly.
So that's why you have to shift your vibration to a place of love, hope, enthusiasm, love, eagerness. That's positive emotion. And so the things that are on a positive frequency are different things. They are things that you will attract, just like you're attracting the baby monitors. So you're picking up other sounds from other homes. Well, you're attracting it because of the frequency you're on. So if you don't like what you're receiving, change your frequency.
Well, what is the fastest way to do that? I like to say to my clients, the fastest way to go from negative to positive is through gratitude.
Absolutely.
What do you say? What is the fastest way to go from a negative vibration to a positive one?
Well, there are two ways to go from a negative to a positive. Well, actually, there are three ways to go from a negative to a positive. One is to go to sleep, because when you sleep and you wake up, you're always in a better place.
Yes, I love that.
Number two is when you meditate. So when you meditate and you come out of meditation, you are always in a better place. And number three is self-talk. Your self-talk is what improves things. And when you talk about things that you appreciate, that you enjoy, obviously that makes you feel good. So your self-talk has to be appreciative. And I find that the best way to do that is to focus on really small things instead of looking for big things to appreciate. You don't have to win the lottery to be able to appreciate money. You can appreciate the fact that you just had the wherewithal to be able to pay a bill. Just
yes,
go with that.
I totally agree. Celebrate the wins. I'm just going to plug something in really quick. While I'm doing that, the next question is, how can people overcome self-sabotage and limiting beliefs? Because people can say all the affirmations they want, but if deep underneath, if somebody's saying, I'm manifesting all the abundance I need, or I'm manifesting the love of my life, but deep down, they have a limiting belief that they're not going to find that love, they're not able to pay their bills or accumulate wealth, Then the law of attraction, they say, doesn't work for me. So how can you help people overcome their limiting beliefs?
Well, there's a couple of facets to this. Good question, Rebecca. There are a couple of facets to this. First of all, you cannot tell a lie. If you are telling a lie about anything at all, it's not going to bring you the result that you want. Mm-hmm. So to say, oh, I'm going to find the love of my life, and not believing it, that it is 100% true, will actually put you far behind, not far forward.
Mm.
So whatever comes out of your mouth, you have to believe it. And so the way to do that so that your affirmations actually work is to bypass your belief system.
Okay, how do we bypass our belief system? This is getting good. By the way, belief system stands for B. S. Because a lot of our belief systems are not true.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So you bypass your belief systems by rewording the statement. So instead of saying, I will find the love of my life, why not say, I am getting the tools, learning the stuff that's going to help me find the love of my life? Because your psyche, your subconscious mind, and your conscious mind can't call that a lie.
Right. Okay. So you have to reword the affirmations in a way that your subconscious can believe. So what did you say about I am finding the tools to help manifest the love of my life? Is that what
you said? I'm learning the tools. I'm learning to use the tools that will enable me to manifest the love of my life. That is 100% true for most people who are looking for love.
But if you make it too far out there, like, oh, I'm enjoying a walk on the beach with the love of my life, your subconscious will be like, well, no, you're not.
Exactly. Exactly. You can't tell a lie and get that thing that you're asking for.
That's good. That's a great distinction. I've never heard that. Thank you for that, Zara. Great. So let's talk about body image and weight loss. I don't want women to feel like they need to lose weight to be okay. First of all, we celebrate and love every woman and every size, shape, and color. But
absolutely,
for the women, for health reasons or for more self-confidence, maybe they have a good reason they want to lose weight for, you know, pre-diabetes or some other kind of, you know, health related issue, or just to feel more confident, to be able to just be able to walk out of their house and feel like they're rocking it. What would you tell women about how to use the law of attraction for weight loss or body image?
It's a very complex discussion, but body image, basically loving your body image, is just like anything else. You have a choice, a perspective, you see. You can look in the mirror and find all the flaws, or you can look in the mirror and find the things that are beautiful about you. It's up to you. It's a perspective.
It's like that little cottage analogy on the bottom of the mountain.
Exactly.
You can look at everything
exactly.
that's wrong with it or everything that's delightful about it.
Yes. So, you know, I would say start with ignoring the weight and looking at the beautiful smile. Appreciate your smile, appreciate your personality, because I'll tell you something, at the end of the day, your beauty is your personality. It's who you are on the inside that vibrates on the outside.
Yes.
So if you keep putting yourself down on the inside, calling yourself all sorts of names that you wouldn't call a friend, well, guess what? You're vibrating that. And if you vibrate it, other people pick up on your vibration.
Yes.
So you've got to change that. And you change that by starting to love yourself. When you love yourself, you become lovable.
So it all starts with love and acceptance.
Absolutely. Everything boils down to that. Mm-hmm. Our body is just a reflection of the thoughts that we are thinking about ourselves and about other things. Our body is a mirror. It tells us how good a job we are doing inside our heads. And so that's all there is to it. As soon as you shift your thoughts, your body will respond. It absolutely responds. So here's how I want people to think about this. We all know, because we are all researchers and we are all looking for information, that our body replaces, every organ is replaced, our skin is replaced, every cell in our body is replaced. So that means I'm manufacturing a whole new body every 2 or 3 years. Well, then I can manufacture the kind of body I want.
Yeah, I love it. Yes.
Right? And all of it starts in our head, because if you keep saying to yourself, I can never lose this weight. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know why I can't stop eating these things. All of those are negative thoughts.
That's right.
All of those are limiting thoughts. Instead, if you start saying, I'm figuring this out, I understand that my thoughts affect my body and I am willing to work with my body. So I'm going to feed my body the kind of thoughts that are going to help me improve my health overall. Right? So just talk, instead of talking about weight, talk about health, talk about well-being, talk about happiness. Because when you achieve those things, the weight will go to its natural best feeling place anyway. And for a lot of, yeah.
I think weight is BS anyway. I think it's all about your strength and your beauty. And, you know, a lot of times the scale lies, like, you could be in the best shape of your life and you could be 5 pounds heavier because muscle weighs more than fat. I think that as a society, we're way too obsessed with weight.
And with weight.
I tell my clients to throw away your scale, because I don't know any women who step off the scale feeling victorious. It's always like, oh, the scale, right? So just throw away your scale and just don't even think about losing weight. Think about accepting and appreciating your body for as it is. And then the weight that you're meant to release will naturally fall off.
Absolutely.
Has that worked for you?
Absolutely. I think that's a really, really good recommendation, is why measure? Because, see, the more you start measuring things, now you are creating limitations on yourself that don't really work extremely well.
Yeah.
Right? Because then now you're setting up these goals, and then 2 or 3 weeks go by and you look at your weight and you're like, it hasn't shifted. Well, that doesn't mean that things are not happening on the inside in your body.
Right.
Because how do you know what's happening inside? You're using a tool that is not precise. Because there are things happening inside my body that I don't know about. I mean, good things can happen. Good things do happen exactly the same way as bad things happen. It doesn't happen overnight. It's festering. You just don't know it's there. It's building up. You just don't know it's building up. So, I mean, I know people who've been wanting to lose weight for a very long time. And then like that, it happens. because there was more happening inside. Once you become mentally ready, it happens like that. So it's getting to that place of being mentally ready that takes time. But once you're mentally ready, it doesn't take any time at all. Because you are ready to go. You're ready to do whatever it takes.
And money is the same way, right?
Absolutely.
Money.
Absolutely. So most, and Abraham Hicks, I mean, I absolutely love and adore Abraham, and everything I teach is based on Abraham's work, is that Abraham says 99% of creation is happening before there's any actual manifestation.
Yes.
So why would you look at the actual physical manifestation and say nothing's happened, because there's a lot happening inside. You just can't see it.
Yes, exactly.
Like a baby, if somebody is pregnant, they know that a baby will come in 9 months. They don't open their belly and take a look inside to make sure.
They don't go to the doctor every day and say, is the baby still in there? Like people do on the scale. Am I losing weight? Am I losing weight? Am I losing weight? They
know
that the baby's growing. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
So how often do you listen to Abraham Hicks?
All the time. It's what I listen to when I am doing my walk run in the morning.
That's great. Do you listen to the YouTubes of Abraham Hicks, or do you have a certain book or CD that you go back to? How do you ingest Abraham?
I get all the Abraham programs, so I subscribe to a lot of Abraham stuff, and I actually do have a Facebook group where I share it. And books, I think I read Abraham books over and over again many times. I also conduct book studies of Abraham's material. So currently we are studying the book Ask and It Is Given.
Wonderful. What's the name of your Facebook group?
Unlimited Life.
Oh, that's beautiful. So if you're listening and you want an Abraham Hicks Facebook group, go to Unlimited Life. That is so beautiful. So how can people use the law of attraction to find their soulmate or their beloved?
Don't try to use law of attraction. Just leave it alone and it will come.
I love how Abraham says your life, you don't have to go out and try to find your life purpose. No. Your life purpose will find you. Is love the same way? You don't have to go
Absolutely.
Out and find your love. Your,
no.
When you align your thoughts, it'll find you.
That's right. You don't need to use law of attraction. Law of attraction uses you.
I have a great story about that. I'm just getting chills. I was on a cruise and I made friends with one of the women who worked at the desk. And she told me, oh, I had totally given up on love and I wasn't going to date. And I needed something done, like in my cabin on the cruise ship, something needed to be fixed in the room. And in walks her soulmate. So literally, her love found her. She didn't even have to leave her cabin on the ship. Like, she literally walked through the door. So I agree with that. I really yeah. believe it. So if you're out there listening and you're about to give up hope on love, just let it go and trust the universe, God, whatever you call it, God, Allah, Buddha, the law of attraction, Jah, nature, whatever, goddess, trust, let go and trust, and it will find you.
Yeah.
But like Zara says, you have to do the work first. If you stay home and you think, oh, I'm just going to be eating Haagen-Dazs and pizza the rest of my life and love's never going to find me, it's not going to find you. But if you do the work that we're talking about. She gave us some great tools, getting plenty of sleep, meditation, positive self-talk. I would add a gratitude list to that. Do all that stuff. Listen to this show, the Balanced, Beautiful, Abundant Show, over and over and over again, because every episode is positive. And you will be amazed. You might just manifest love when you least expect it. I know that's what happened to me. So I have a question. We are still in a pandemic. How can people use the law of attraction to stay healthy during these trying times when so many people around us are getting sick?
That's a very big topic.
Yes.
And what I call the virus is that it's a fear-seeking missile. So if it, and that really applies to health in general, whoever, if you're afraid, all of sickness seeks fear.
That is really well said, a fear-seeking missile.
So if all of health situations, they seek fear, they seek disappointment, they seek negative emotion, basically. Mm-hmm. So the best way to remain healthy and become healthier than you have ever been before is to become positive thinking.
Yes.
And when I mean positive thinking, I mean, don't think negatively. And I kind of explain it this way. If you have ever driven a stick shift, then you know that if you are in reverse, you need to bring the car to neutral before you can go put it in first gear. Mm-hmm. And then second, and then third, and then fourth gear. You don't go from reverse into fourth gear. Your car will stall.
Right.
And so this is what happens to people. They are going in the reverse gear because they're not getting the things they want, and they want to jump into fourth gear and win the love of their life and win the lottery and do all of these things. But that's literally what they're trying to do. The first thing you have to do is bring the car to neutral, which means stop complaining. Mm-hmm. Stop the negative thinking. When you stop the negative thinking, you have accomplished half the journey.
Wow.
And then you can just slide the car gently into the first gear and you're off and running. You are going in the right direction. And if you're going in the right direction, it doesn't matter if you never get to fourth gear, you will still get there. Because you're going in the right direction, you're not in the reverse.
So the hardest part and the first half of the journey is just to stop complaining and thinking negatively. That is half the battle. And then once you do that, you have momentum
to take you forward.
Yeah. And then
that's right.
Slide into the right gear and things just start aligning. And
yeah,
that's so beautiful. So that is why everybody's homework assignment who is listening to this video, 24 hours. And I want you guys to email me what happened. You guys can find my email on my link tree in this, or it's RebeccaElizabethWhitman.com. I want to know what happens if you don't complain for 24 hours and how you feel and how your life shifts. Yeah. So thank you so much, Zara, for being on the Balanced, Beautiful, Abundant show. I love, 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 love the law of attraction. I love this conversation. This is so important, especially during these challenging times. This is like, it's everything. I like to say, keep your vibe high and your hands clean to stay healthy. So how can people stay in touch with you?
Through my website. You can always email me through my website, zmahoon.com. And across all social media, my handle is zmahoon. So you can find me on Instagram, Facebook. Those are predominantly the ones, or even LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn. I have a presence everywhere.
Great. I want to hear about this workbook, this whole thing. What is it called? The 40-day, because I'm going to do it. I think this is a great way to end the year. So tell us about the 40-day Law of Attraction workout.
So the 40-day Law of Attraction workout is based on the workbook Unlimited. And Unlimited, every 40 days, we start a new cycle of the workout. It's been going on since 2016. So we just start a cycle, we complete a cycle, and we start again. So you purchase the workbook. It's available on Amazon in Kindle and print formats. And you send me an email so you can join the Facebook group, either on Messenger or email, whichever way you prefer. I just need to make sure that everyone who's joining the Facebook group has actually got a workbook to work with. And so you join the group. Inside the group is a video course about Law of Attraction. And so it explains what Law of Attraction is, how it works, how to use visualization, affirmations, and meditation properly, because I find that a lot of times people are not being able to manifest because they're not using the tools properly. So you learn how to use the tools. There are videos. And then for every day, there's one page of the workbook that you need to complete every day. Will take you maybe 15 minutes to do. And then every day there's a video for you to watch. And that video deepens your understanding of law of attraction. But the main job of the video is to shake loose your negative beliefs and to help you to shift your perspective so that you start seeing things differently. And so what we accomplish in the 40 days is a shift, an emotional, vibrational thinking shift. So when you get to the end of the 40 days, you're well on your way towards improving your life and starting to manifest the things that you want.
And what day are you guys on now? What day did you guys just complete in this workout?
We are starting a new workout on Monday, and the webinar, how to get the most out of the 40-day workout, is on Sunday.
Perfect timing. If you're listening
perfect timing.
To Facebook Live, that's perfect timing. Well, Zara, thank you so much for being on the Balanced, Beautiful, Abundant Show. It was such a delight to get to know you more. And I'm going to dive into this workout, this 40-day workout to end my year on a very high vibe note. And everybody, if you're listening on Facebook, go ahead and tag a friend in the comments. If you are watching this on your phone, take a screenshot and tag me and Zara on Instagram. We'll definitely give you a shout out. And we totally rely on our wonderful viewers to give us 5-star reviews and give us wonderful reviews for Apple iTunes podcast. Thank you so much for listening on whatever platform you found this interview. And I love my fans. I love my listeners. I can't wait to bring you another incredible guest on the next episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, Abundant Show. And until then, keep your vibe high and your hands clean.
Who says you can't have it all? I'm proof that you can. You just have to put your life into balance. Too much of anything, money, fitness, socializing, can overtake your life. When all 7 aspects of your life work in harmony, you will achieve the balanced, beautiful, and abundant life you've always dreamed of. Please subscribe to hear more inspiring interviews. Is there someone you know who could benefit from this podcast? Please share this podcast with them. Please review this podcast. Your feedback will help me target your needs and plan for upcoming shows that answer your questions and feature guest speakers that can make a big difference in your life. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Rebecca E. Whitman. Feel free to DM me to book a free balance assessment call. And don't forget, stay balanced, beautiful, and abundant.